Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them.
You are fake news.
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Wednesday, a hump day. That means Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, will join us an hour from now. At 10:30, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. And it's gonna be a fun morning. It is an historic day as articles of impeachment are being read right now on the floor of the United States House of Representatives. Where will this end up? We don't really know. We're not quite sure. But suffice to say, there will be a vote. The Democrats will have the day. And this whole matter will end up on the floor of the United States Senate, probably sometime in early January. Now, I want to give you a flavor of what's going on. They are now reading the two articles of impeachment. Joe Novotny is the reading clerk. Let's go to the floor of the, or the well, actually, of the United States House of Representatives. Joe Novotny, the reading clerk, we'll give you just a taste of this.
He will remain a threat to the Constitution if allowed to remain in office, and has acted in a manner grossly incompatible with self-governance and the rule of law. President Trump thus warrants impeachment and trial, removal from office, and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States.
Pursuant to House Resolution 767, the amendment in the nature of a substitute recommended by the Committee on Judiciary is adopted. The resolution shall be debatable for 6 hours, equally divided and controlled by the chair and ranking member of the Committee on the Judiciary or their respective designees. The gentleman from New York, Mr. Nadler, and the gentleman from Georgia, Mr. Collins, each will control 3 hours. The chair now recognizes the gentleman from New York, Mr. Nadler.
Madam Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that all members may have 5 legislative days in which to revise and extend their remarks and insert extraneous material on H. Res. 755.
Without objection, so ordered.
Madam Speaker, I now yield 1 minute to the distinguished Speaker of the House.
Gentlelady, distinguished Speaker is recognized for 1 minute.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I thank the gentleman for yielding, for his tremendous leadership in helping us honor the Constitution of the United States. I also extend my gratitude to Chairman Schiff, who will be presiding later in the day. My colleagues, this morning and every morning, when we come together, members rise and pledge allegiance to the flag. Every day, all across America, children in school, members of the military, officials, and those civically engaged also pledge allegiance to the flag. Let us recall what that pledge says. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The republic for which it stands is what we are here to talk about today. A republic, if we can keep it. We gather today under the dome of this temple of democracy to exercise one of the most solemn powers that this body can take, the impeachment of the President of the United States. No member, regardless of party or politics, comes to Congress to impeach a president. But every one of us, as our first act as a member of Congress, stood on this historic House floor before our beautiful American flag and raised our hands draft and this sacred oath. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So help me God. For 230 years, members have taken that sacred oath, which makes us custodians of the Constitution. When our founders declared independence and established a new nation, they crafted a system of government unlike one ever seen before. A republic, starting with the sacred words, "We the people." For centuries, Americans have fought and died to defend democracy for the people. But very sadly now, our founders' vision of a republic is under threat from actions from the White House. That is why today, as Speaker of the House, I solemnly and sadly open the debate on the impeachment of the President of the United States. If we do not act now, we would be derelict in our duty. It is tragic that the president's reckless actions make impeachment necessary. He gave us no choice. What we are discussing today is the established fact that the president violated the Constitution. It is a matter of fact that the president is an ongoing threat to our national security and the integrity of our elections, the basis of our democracy. Hundreds of historians, legal scholars, and former prosecutors, regardless of party, have stated that the president committed impeachable offenses. Since today is a national civics lesson, though a sad one, I submit these documents for the record and commend them for students to study.
Without objection, so order.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. What we are discussing today is the established fact that the president, again, violated the Constitution. It is a matter of fact that the president is again an ongoing threat to our national security. And the testimony of decorated war heroes, distinguished diplomats, and patriotic career public servants, some of the president's own appointees over the past weeks, have told us this. The president used the power of his public office to obtain an improper personal political benefit at the expense of America's national security. When a president weakens a democratic ally that is advancing American security interests by fighting an American adversary, the president weakens America. This abuse of power also jeopardizes the integrity of our elections. All Americans agree that American voters should choose our president, not some foreign government. The founders understood that it is profoundly corrosive for our democracy for a president to invite interference in our elections. As George Washington, our nation's patriarch, under whose gaze we stand today, warned, history and experience prove that foreign influence is one of the most baneful foes of Republican government. George Washington. Sadly, the American people have witnessed further wrongs of the president, which necessitate the second article of impeachment, obstruction of Congress. When the president's wrongdoing was revealed, he launched an unprecedented, indiscriminate, and categorical campaign of defiance and obstruction. Never before in the history of our nation have we seen a president declare and act as he is above the law. The president goes even so far as to say and act on this absurdity when he says, Article 2 says I can do whatever I want. No, it doesn't. That recklessness is a profound violation of the Constitution and our republic, which endured because of our system of separation of power, three co-equal branches, each a check and balance on the other, a republic, again, if we can keep it. The founders' great fear of a rogue or corrupt president is the very reason why they enshrined impeachment in the Constitution. As one founder, William Davey of North Carolina, warned, unless the Constitution contained an impeachment provision, a president might spare no efforts or means whatever to get himself reelected. Another founder, George Mason, insisted that the president who procured his appointment in the first instance through improper and corrupt acts might repeat his guilt and return to power. We in Congress, Article 1, the legislative branch, must stand up and make clear to the American people and to all people that this body still stands by the principles enshrined in the Constitution and defended by generations of Americans. Last week, in observance of the 75th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge, members traveled to that hallowed ground to express our gratitude to the heroes of freedom who sacrificed everything to secure victory of freedom over tyranny, not just for America, but for the world. The veterans of that battle, who were there in their 90s, told us how after the war was won, the Europeans to whom they liberated would ask, "Why did you risk us? You don't know us, and give your lives to save us. We're not Americans." And our men would say, "We came here to fight for you, not because you are Americans, because we are Americans." As our beloved chairman Elijah.
There you have it. That's Nancy Pelosi. It is amazing when they say we'll recognize the speaker for 1 minute, and she has been preening on for the good part of 7-8 minutes. And that's just the way it works in Washington.
Get out.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? I've got a question for you. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they are not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. And by the way, they have programs for singles, for couples, for families, all with no contracts, starting at $199 per month. So go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. We will come back with more. We'll check some tweets from members of the House. Nancy Pelosi has wrapped up her comments. And again, Jerry Nadler is essentially leading the charge today. And I'm sure you'll be hearing a lot from him. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. We're happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you get to choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to KevinWallRadio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's KevinWallRadio.com.
Vegas Golden Knights hockey tomorrow night, 6:30, right here where Nevada comes to talk. Making radio great again, an official radio station of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do.
We continue to count down to Christmas. I'm so excited. So excited about it. I'm more excited than I am about the impeachment hearings, but we have to cover it. Doug Collins is the ranking member on the Judiciary Committee, and I believe he is the ranking member of the Intelligence Committee, but he is, let's see, oh no, he is the...
He is ranking on Judiciary.
Yes, he is. So let's take you to the floor of the United States House of Representatives, Doug Collins from Georgia, a Republican.
Names to call him. And that's exactly what happened in the Judiciary Committee when a member of the majority actually said he's acting or they're complaining to a battered wife. That is below the dignity of this body, to take a world leader and when he doesn't make your case for you, to belittle him, especially as is going to be often said by the majority that they're in the middle of a hot war with Russia. You see, President Trump actually did give them offensive weapons. President Trump did nothing wrong. We're going to talk about that all day long today. We went on process and we went on facts. Why? Because the American people will see through this. But before I close this first part, I will have to recognize that even the Senate, the minority leader in the Senate, recognizes that the House did not do their job because he can't make the case to his own members, so he's having to ask for witnesses, ask for more time. You see, and even yesterday, it was sort of funny. I thought it hilarious. The minority leader in the Senate went out and did a press conference and said, they denied my witnesses. They denied my request. Well, welcome to the club, Mr. Schumer. That's exactly what's happened over here for the last 3 months. Amen. So today, we're going to talk a lot about impeachment. We're going to talk a lot about a president, and we're going to talk about two articles of impeachment. Abuse of power, because they can't actually pin anything of factual basis on him. The president did nothing wrong in this issue. And then they're going to talk about obstruction of Congress. You know, obstruction of Congress, as I've said before, is like petulant children saying we didn't get our way when we didn't ask the right way and we didn't actually go after it and try to make a case. You know why, Madam Speaker? The clock and the calendar are terrible masters. And the majority will own that problem today, because to the clock and the calendar, facts don't matter. The promises to the base matter. And today is a promise kept for the majority. Not a surprise, a fact. And with that, I reserve.
Gentleman reserves. Gentleman from New York.
Madam Speaker, I yield myself such time as I may consume.
Gentleman's recognized.
Madam Speaker, the House of Representatives must now consider two articles of impeachment against President Trump. The first article charges that the President used his public office to coerce a foreign government into attacking his political rival. The second article charges that the President took extreme and unprecedented steps to obstruct our investigation into his conduct. Taken together, the two articles charge that President Trump placed his private political interests above our national security, above our elections, and above our system of checks and balances. After months of investigation, there can be no serious debate about the evidence at hand. On July 25th, when he spoke to President Zelensky of Ukraine, President Trump had the upper hand. The President, through his agents, had already demanded that Ukraine announce an investigation of his political opponents. Ukraine needed our help, both military aid, which had been appropriated by Congress because of our security interests, and an Oval Office meeting to show the world that the United States continues to stand with Ukraine against Russian aggression. President Trump should have been focused on the interests of the American people on that call. Instead, he prioritized his private political interests. President Trump asked President Zelensky for a favor. He wanted Ukraine to announce two bogus investigations, one into former Vice President Biden, then his leading opponent in the 2020 election, and another to advance a conspiracy theory that Ukraine, not Russia, attacked our elections in 2016. Neither request was premised on any legitimate national security or foreign policy interest. One was intended to help President Trump conceal the truth about the 2016 election. The other was intended to help him gain an advantage in the 2020 election. After the call,
there you have it, Jerry Nadler, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. After the reading of the two articles of impeachment, they are now debating impeachment right now on the floor of the United States House of Representatives. Stick around. We got a ton to do today. Coming up top of the hour, by the way, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. What are the people going to say about this? Talking about voters. Right now, it looks like they don't want impeachment.
That's not what American people want.
It's not. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
It's green chili season at Taco Time.
It's chili season everywhere, my friend. I'm freezing.
No, green chili as in chili sauce.
More like purple chili as in I'm turning purple.
You're not getting it. Green chili season at Taco Time means you get their fresh-made, handcrafted, tangy green chili sauce on your choice of three different items. The green chili burrito, green chili chimichanga, even a green chili enchilada.
That sounds delicious, but I'd rather get them hot.
Oh boy.
Green chili menu items for a limited time only at Taco Time. Get them while they're hot.
It's magic. That's the way it feels in Toyland at Economy Drug. For what they'd like best for Christmas, bring your kids to Toyland at Economy Drug and see what captures their imaginations. Just like always, Economy Drug has more new and wonderful things than we can tell you about here. You'll have to come see for yourself. They're going fast, so get them while they last at Toyland in Economy Drug, where there's more Christmas joy in the land of toys. Economy Drug, downtown Ely.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The House has begun debating two articles of impeachment against President Trump, one alleging abuse of power, the other for obstruction of Congress. Democrats accused Trump of pressuring Ukraine to publicly announce an investigation of Trump's Democratic presidential rival Joe Biden while withholding military aid to Ukraine, something Trump denies. And so do Republicans. Minority Leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, says moments ago,
"The legacy of the 116th Congress will be defined by their hatred for President Trump and their deep-rooted desire to oust him from office." What we found with the Speaker just a week ago, she finally admitted she'd been trying to impeach him for nearly 3 years.
As the House votes on impeachment later today, the President and VP Pence will be in Battle Creek, Michigan at a campaign rally. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
All I want for Christmas is my upper plate. I'm losing weight without my plate. I got my lowers, but I need my upper plate so I can eat my Christmas turkey.
I left hey, Jimmy with us. It is Live from Local Now. They are discussing, they are debating impeachment in the House of Representatives. I should tell you, there's a new Gallup poll out. 45% approve of Trump's job performance. That is his third consecutive increase. Support for impeachment, still contentious, but continues to dip. It's now down to 46% favor impeachment and removal. Congress now enjoys one of the highest ratings of the Trump era, now at 27%. So the president is inching up. Congress is down around 27%. Let's take you back to the floor of the United States House of Representatives. James Sensenbrenner has been speaking on he is a Democrat, and I'm sorry, he's a Republican rather. Let's take you back to the floor of the United States House of Representatives.
And speaking now is Mary Gay Scanlon, a Democrat of Pennsylvania's 5th District.
And a government where the president puts his own interests before the country is not for the people. This isn't complicated. You know it. I know it. The American people know it. President Trump's wrongdoing and the urgent threat that his actions present to our next election and our democracy leaves us no principled alternative but to support these articles of impeachment. Our Constitution, our country, and our children depend upon it. I yield back.
The gentlelady yields back. The gentleman from Georgia.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wish, as the gentlelady just said, I wish they would examine the factual conduct, but I guess that's not going to happen. So at this point, I yield 2 minutes to the gentleman from Louisiana, Mr. Johnson.
Gentleman's recognized.
Thank the gentleman from Georgia. Mr. Speaker, the founders of this country warned us against a single-party impeachment because they feared it would bitterly and perhaps irreparably divide our nation. The truth is, in the 243 years of this republic, there has never been a single-party fraudulent impeachment process like the one being used today. Our Democrat colleagues have weaponized the impeachment provision of the Constitution to nullify the votes of 63 million Americans who elected President Donald J. Trump. This is not about a phone call or Ukraine or even his use of the executive privilege. You have to remember that 95 of the Democrats on this floor today voted to impeach Donald Trump before the July 25th phone call ever happened between President Trump and President Zelensky. And not only is this a single party impeachment, it's also evidence free. After all their Herculean efforts, they could only come up with two short articles of impeachment. On the first, the Democrats know there is zero direct evidence in this record of these proceedings to show that President Trump engaged in any abuse of power. As you'll hear today, their entire case is based on hearsay, speculation, and conjecture, and there's not a single fact witness that can provide testimony to support their baseless allegations. The Democrats' second claim is that President Trump obstructed Congress by simply doing what virtually every other president in the modern era has also done. And that is to assert, Mr. Chairman, a legitimate executive privilege which protects the separation of powers. And you know what? If they disagreed with that, the Democrats could and should have just simply gone a few blocks away to a federal court to get an expedited court order compelling the extra documents and information they requested. That's what's always been done in the past. But they didn't do that here because these Democrats don't have time for it. They are trying to meet their own arbitrary, completely reckless, and Machiavellian timeline to take down a president that they loathe. The real abuse of power here is on the part of the House Democrats, that they have feverishly produced and pursued this impeachment 20 times faster than the impeachment investigation of Bill Clinton. They've tried to reach their predetermined political outcome, and along the way, they've steamrolled over constitutionally guaranteed due process,
gentlemen's time has expired.
Previously sacrosanct House rules, and the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure. This must fail.
The gentleman's time has expired.
This is a shameful day for the country. I yield back.
The gentleman from New York is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the gentleman knows that impeachment was put into the Constitution as a defense of the Republic in between elections. I now yield 2 minutes to the distinguished gentlelady from Washington, Ms. Jayapal.
Gentlelady is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, this is a day of accountability and defending our democracy. The facts in front of us are clear. This president, Donald J. Trump, coerced a fragile foreign ally to investigate his political opponent and interfere in our elections. And he leveraged critically needed congressionally approved military aid to Ukraine. The president's allies want to claim that he did this because he cared about corruption. But if President Trump truly cared about corruption, then he would have listened to the talking points that were prepared by the National Security Council on anti-corruption. He did not. In fact, on those two calls with President Zelensky, he never mentioned the word corruption. He did not abide by the Department of Defense's own recommendation that Ukraine had passed all the anti-corruption benchmarks, and he didn't listen to the unanimous conclusion of all of his top advisors that he must release that aid to Ukraine. He did release the aid in 2017 and 2018, but not in 2019. Why? Because in 2019, Vice President Joe Biden was running for president. Because this is not hearsay, we have a responsibility. The president told us himself on national television exactly what he wanted from the phone call with President Zelensky. He came onto the White House lawn and he said, I wanted President Zelensky to open an investigation into the Bidens. He solicited foreign interference before, he is doing it now, and he will do it again. The president is the smoking gun. Our founders, Mr. Speaker, entrusted us with the awesome responsibility of protecting our democracy, which gets its power not from the bloodlines of monarchs, but from the votes of we the people. Without that, we are no longer a democracy, we are a monarchy or a dictatorship. And so today, to uphold my oath to Constitution and country, I will vote to impeach Donald J. Trump. I yield back.
Gentlelady yields back. The gentleman from Georgia.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I also remind my chairman that impeachment has never been as a political weapon in between elections when you can't win the next one. And with that, I yield 2 minutes to the gentleman from Texas, Mr. Conaway.
Gentleman is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Other than authorizing an act of war, impeachment is the gravest item that we as Congress can consider. The decision to move forward with impeachment of a United States president is so consequential that it's only been done 3 times previously in our nation's history, all based on legitimate evidence of criminal behavior. Unfortunately, many of my colleagues have diminished what should be a solemn and great proceeding into an absolute political circus, simply because they don't like the man occupying the White House. Many Democrats have been intent on impeaching the president since the day he took office. Their actions are clearly motivated by hatred for President Trump. This impeachment vote today is the next step in their long-held plan to remove him from office. The partisan impeachment investigation run by the House Intelligence Committee was unnecessarily held behind closed doors in a room designed to share classified information. Nothing classified was shared during these meetings, but the result of this decision was that most members of Congress and all Americans were blocked from hearing the facts for themselves. Chairman Schiff repeatedly withheld crucial information from the Republicans, including the ability for anyone but himself and his staff to speak with the whistleblower at the center of the investigation. He was even called out by liberal media outlets for spreading misinformation and falsehoods throughout the impeachment process. The public hearings were complete disregard for the House rules and the decades of precedent. Republicans were not allowed to call witnesses or to make basic parliamentary motions. In fact, the only witnesses allowed to testify publicly were those who fit neatly within the Democrats' predetermined narrative. Most importantly, we have not been presented any real evidence that proves the president is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors as required by the Constitution to remove a duly elected president. If there were criminal activity, as many of my Democrat colleagues claim, then why are there no crimes listed in the articles of impeachment? We are forever weakened this body by turning impeachment into a political weapon. This impeachment scheme is nothing more than an attempt to conduct a taxpayer-funded opposition research and damage the president's electability heading into 2020. The American people see right through this charade and are fed up. It's time for this madness to stop and for us to get back to the important work the American people sent us here to do. And I yield back.
Gentlemen, yields back. Gentlemen, reserve.
There you go. Mike Conaway from Texas. And with some interesting comments, Jerry Nadler is going to be introducing the next speaker. This is going to go on for about 6 hours. Obviously, we're not going to be with you for all of it, but this is just bizarre stuff. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Well, then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, or your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll take you back to the floor of the House of Representatives. The debate on impeachment continues. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local, now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. you get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan, have no equity, bad credit, or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Oh, years gone not since Christmas on that jolly holiday. I'll go in the red like a knucklehead, cause I'll squander all my pay.
Great to have you with us as we inch ever closer to Christmas. We are working at breakneck speed towards impeachment. Impeachment of the President of the United States, the House of Representatives debating it right now. And our executive producer, Wyatt Cox, has been combing social media and some good stuff out there today.
There is some good stuff this morning. Congressman Jody Heiss from Georgia's 10th Congressional District saying in 230 years, the House has only impeached two presidents. Impeachment is so rare because it's a process which Congress overturns the will of the people. 63 million voted for real Donald Trump. This partisan hit job isn't just an attack on POTUS, but all who voted for him. You heard Congresswoman Pramila Jayapala speak from Washington 7. She said, I voted to send articles of impeachment charging President Donald Trump with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress to the entire People's House for consideration. Mine isn't a vote against any single person. It's a vote for we the people. Congresswoman Liz Cheney saying the American people deserve to know precisely which members of the House are voting to impeach a duly elected president. The Democrats don't want that. They just rejected my motion for a manual call of the roll. They're afraid because this process has been a sham from the start. You think they're afraid of going on the record, Kevin?
Probably. And by the way, Liz Cheney, a gal who is in leadership right now in the House, but she is possibly on the verge of running for the Senate.
Well, we'll see.
So she could be in the Senate come January of 2021.
That could be a good thing. Congressman Doug Collins, who just spoke, this impeachment is about nullifying the 2016 votes of millions of Americans. Why? Democrats think it's dangerous to let voters decide whether real Donald Trump stays in office in 2020. I got a couple more here. Jim Banks from Indiana saying a lot of Democrats are on the House floor today exclaiming no one is above the law. Funny, none of the articles of impeachment we're voting on today even allege the president broke any law. Speaker Pelosi, the talking points you sent out don't make any sense. And finally, from Fox's Tomi Lahren, saying, I'm so sick of the Democrats saying Trump is colluding with foreign entities. Meanwhile, these Democrats are ushering in and handing perks to illegals. If y'all are so worried about foreign intervention, start at the freaking border.
Ooh, touche. Touche. Let's go to David Cicilline on the floor of the House of Representatives. He is a Democrat from Rhode Island, 1st District. And David Cicilline is a Democrat. Here he is on the floor of the United States House.
In his reelection campaign in 2020, the president betrayed our national security and undermined the security of our elections when he put his own personal political interests ahead of the interests of our country. He tried to cheat to win reelection. And this wasn't an attack on Vice President Biden. This was an attack on our democracy. And if we do not hold the president accountable today, we will no longer live in a democracy. We will live in a dictatorship where any future president will be free to abuse their office in order to get reelected. So today, every member of this chamber faces a choice, whether to do what the Constitution demands and the evidence requires, or to turn a blind eye to the president's grave misconduct, blind eye to the overwhelming evidence of high crimes and misdemeanors. To my friends on the other side of the aisle, I say this. This is not about making history. This is about holding a lawless president accountable in the way our framers intended. This is a time to put our country over your political party. Do not seek safety in the high grass of a vote against these articles. We are all Americans. Show the American people your devotion to your country is more powerful than your loyalty to your political party. United, we can defend our democracy from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Divided, we risk losing our democracy. All you have to do is look at the evidence, because it will leave you with only one answer. The President of the United States must be impeached. Remember these facts. He tried to cheat, he got caught, he confessed, and then he obstructed the investigation into his misconduct. For our democracy, for our Constitution, for the people you represent, and for all who will inherit our country from us, I pray you will do the right thing, and I yield back.
The gentleman yields back. The gentleman from Georgia.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At this point, it gives me pleasure to yield a minute and a half to the gentleman from Alabama, Mr. Rogers.
Gentleman's recognized, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise today in complete and total support of President Trump. The matter before the House today is based solely on a fundamental hatred of our president. It's a sham, a witch hunt, and is tantamount to a coup against the duly elected president of the United States. This is a sad day for our nation when one political party, along with their cohorts in the deep state and the mainstream media, try to hijack our Constitution. The Democrat majority has irresponsibly turned the impeachment process into a political weapon, something that Republicans refused to do when our base was calling for the impeachment of President Obama. It is well past time for the House to move beyond this hoax and put our nation first. That's exactly what President Trump is doing. The United States has record low unemployment, historic performance in the stock market. President Trump is rewriting failed trade deals of the past to put America first. He's rebuilding our military. He helped create the Space Force, and the list goes on. I implore my colleagues to end this spectacle now. I yield back.
Gentleman yields back. The gentleman reserves. Gentleman from New York, Mr. Nadler.
Mr. Speaker, I'm hearing a lot from my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, except a defense of President Trump's conduct, which is indefensible. I now yield 2 minutes to the distinguished gentleman from Florida, Mr. Deutsch.
The gentleman from Florida is recognized.
Some say this impeachment is about 8 lines in a call transcript, but there is so much more. This was about a scheme that lasted months and involved dozens of Trump administration officials. Look at the evidence. Look at the direct evidence. Text messages, emails, calls and meetings. Way back in May, the president told his team, talk to Rudy Giuliani. The president's message, no White House meeting unless Ukraine helped him in the 2020 election. Ambassador Sondland said there was a prerequisite of investigations into the Bidens, and announcement of investigations was a deliverable. Ambassador Volker said the most important thing for the Ukrainian president to do was to commit to an investigation of the Bidens. Just before the July 25th call, Volker told the Ukrainians, assuming President Z convinces Trump he will investigate, we will nail down a date for a visit to Washington. The direct evidence kept coming after the call, more texts, more emails, more calls, all with the same message. If Ukraine didn't announce an investigation into the president's political rival, then they wouldn't get the White House meeting that they had been promised, and they wouldn't get the aid that they needed in their war against Russia. American presidential power comes from the people through elections, and the Constitution requires that we protect those elections. But when the president abused his power to solicit foreign interference, he was cheating American voters before they even had a chance to vote.
Ted Deutsch, he is a Democrat from Florida. And again, this is going to be going on for hours and hours and hours, 6 hours of debate, equally divided. It's going to be real interesting, and they should get to a vote. They're thinking they could get to a vote by about 4 o'clock this afternoon.
And by the way, Kevin, I mentioned all these tweets that we're seeing from Republicans and Democrats. Guess what we're hearing from the Nevada delegation?
Let me guess, crickets.
Nothing. We are hearing absolutely nothing from the Nevada delegation, which either side. So, you know, Mark Amadei isn't saying anything. Susie Lee isn't saying. Of course, that shouldn't surprise anybody that Susie Lee isn't saying anything, right?
Not that we've seen. Not that we've seen. Stick around. We got a lot more to do. Chuck Muth will join us, the president of Citizen Outreach. Also, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, all coming up in our next hour. So stick around. More to do as we continue. We are headed towards Christmas. We are headed towards impeachment. We'll get to that more coming up. Live and local now.